WebmasterRadio.fm has compressed thousands of podcasts and all of our radio shows into the ultimate internet marketer's knowledge base. Introducing the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app, absolutely free and now available for iPhone and Android users. Listen to our live broadcast at the push of a button or access our complete archive of shows, past and present, like SEO 101, Affiliate Buzz, The Shoe Money Show, The Daily Searchcast, and so much more. Download it from the iTunes App Store or the Google Play Store today.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. Discover the best practices for tracking and targeting mobile marketing. Our hosts will take you inside the latest trends in mobile technology and help you make the most out of the mobile web. Learn about the latest strategies and trends in the world of mobile, web development, search, email marketing, text message marketing, and more. Leverage your mobile presence today. Now, prepare to get mobilized.
Hello and welcome to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire Media. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz, over at Mobile Groove, and my other co-hosts,
Kim Duszynski with Mobile Marketing Profits,
and Shahab Zaghari with Assurance Advertising.
Great. Well, this is our show, and we're dedicating it to mobile messaging, text messaging, mobile marketing, and we're going to look at different aspects of this. First, through a review of my white paper and some recent highlights there. And then Shahab is also going to come in with some interesting and important new legislation, a new ruling that is also going to be impacting this. So I'd just like to start off first by looking at some key takeaways of my recent white paper, so one I've done over at Mobile Groove. It's called Conversational Marketing and Commerce: Best Practices to Engage Your Customers and Create Advocates. And even just the title itself is quite interesting, because we've moved from what was before perhaps permission-based marketing or opt-in marketing to conversational marketing, which tells us, again, it's this whole idea of moving from marketing to engagement. And right there, I mean, I think that's a very interesting transition. Before I get into the highlights, does anybody want to comment on how important marketing is becoming and something that's more than a one-off and more of a conversation in itself?
Well, yeah, I think it's really interesting, because I think that when we first, dove into mobile, it was all about, how am I going to be able to reach my customers? It was sort of, this idea that mobile was a way to push out marketing and reach out, and the proactive outbound part of it. And the reality is that it really is, especially with the, the way that social media has really taken over things. Everything's about conversation now, and that just naturally transitioned into mobile. I think it's just, the way that it is, for sure.
Well, that's the point, actually, Kim, and that's why I took this approach in a white paper. It's sponsored by Gemalto, which is a company well known for digital security, but also mobile messaging and interaction. And it's that whole idea that that text messaging, because it's ubiquitous, direct, personal, it's everything. It's the most powerful direct marketing instrument ever created. That it allows companies to get closer to consumers than really any other channel. But additionally, we have to understand that there are some rules of engagement here, some golden rules to follow if you really want to use marketing, conversational marketing, to not only reach people once, but reach them again and again, so have an ongoing conversation. And ultimately, the end game is always about trying to encourage some sort of commerce, some sort of conversion, and that's all about engaging your customer and ultimately creating a brand advocate. So the paper that I wrote, it looked at, first of all, it tracked the importance of text messaging and text in marketing. And I also integrated the insights gleaned from a recent survey of some 3,000 consumers in Europe and Brazil conducted by the IFOP Institute. And so throughout the paper, and I encourage you to download it over at gemalto.com. That's G-E-M-A-L-T-O.com. And I will give a proper URL later when we have our write-up over on our website. But to just outline a couple of key takeaways, sort of the three key rules here, and also to hear your thoughts on them. So they might not sound too new, but I think the importance of them is increasing as we understand, you know, that marketing is not about advertising. Marketing is about engagement and ultimately loyalty. So number one, pretty simple, ask permission first. Mm-hmm. Mobile may be able to deliver more data and context than ever before, but the best insights that you have are not when you're just sort of like feeding off of data that our mobile phones and our interactions and our browsing patterns are creating, because, you know, that's implicit, and that's a little, privacy concerns aside, it's also, you know, not really a good way to interact. And the best way is to actually ask for people's consent first. I mean, it just makes sense. The best way to understand what we want and how we want it is to ask. And interestingly, the survey also supported this, with 82% of survey respondents saying that permission was a precondition to accept marketing in the first place.
Well, and how great would that be if that was in every marketing? I mean, imagine if we had to give permission to see television commercials, or, you know what I mean? It's like, it's an interesting way to think about things.
Well, yeah, but the point there is then, and I brought this out here, I mean, it's not getting permission for everything. It's about the role of mobile. And this is borne out by all of the research. You know, mobile is a fiercely personal device. And when we get something we don't want, or we don't find use for, we don't find valuable, and this doesn't always just mean coupons and discounts either. I mean, the research bears it out that this can also just be, you know, that our incentive for receiving marketing messaging may be because we get exclusive information, you know, the first to know something, the first to know a group is going to play in a nearby, you know, at a nearby gig or something. Kim, that's a really good point. Of course, mobile being a fiercely personal device, and that's borne out by the research, you know, there's the feeling there that, okay, if it's sort of mass, you know, one-to-many marketing and advertising on TV, okay, I don't need to grant my permission for that. But on a fiercely personal device, again, it's me and the brand, me and the business, and therefore relevancy and also permission play a very important role there, because anything else is considered to be spam.
Right.
And rule number two is also very interesting. It's continue the conversation. So, you know, you have the opt-in. You get the permission, and you have information on the person, such as the interests and whatever else they want to volunteer as part of that social contract. But it's also interesting that companies can use text messaging to refine and improve their customer segmentation, their strategies, and generally just ensure the ongoing delivery of personal and relevant communications that create customer loyalty. So the whole idea is continue that conversation, because you can start it, and you should absolutely continue it. So you ask for information and refine that over time. And a third one is know your audience. So that's the whole idea of building engagement based on trust. You know, respect your individual privacy, and meet their requirements for relevant messages that put the customer in control. And again, the survey tells us that 90% of the respondents said they want to have a clear opt-out function, and 71% want the message to be in line with their tastes and requirements. So it's really that whole idea of, you know, this is a personal device. This is at the center of a mobile as well as a multi-screen campaign, and there are rules to that engagement. So mobile does have a lead role in engagement marketing, but there are certain golden rules, three golden rules I've identified, that show why and how you need to reach an audience and you want to always reach an audience that's generally interested in hearing what you have to say in the first place. So, you know, thus there's a virtuous cycle going here that, you know, opt in, make certain that people who accept your messages also will find them valuable.
Yeah, I think that's great. You know, when you look at the statistics, they say about 90% of all text messages, and that's, you know, whether or not it's sent through a mobile marketing campaign or just coming in from friends and family, 90% of text messages are read within the first 3 minutes of delivery. So imagine, you know, someone checks that text message, it's, you know, almost a little bit more attention given to that than, let's say, a Twitter notification and whatnot. They look at it and it's not continuing any sort of conversation or it's not resonating with them, they're more likely to opt out. And then that conversation for that person, it's over.
What about you, Kim? I know you do a lot with sort of campaigns in the wild. And I mean, I can imagine from your interactions and also what you talk about with your clients, you know, the text messaging never went away, but maybe it's just come back in a new way.
Well, I mean, I think what I want to touch upon is what you were talking about, you know, having the conversation evolve and staying relevant. You know, I know that, that some of the campaigns I'm a subscriber for, some of them just send me the same thing over and over and over. Like, I've gotten the same exact text message from Ford twice a month with regularity for like 2 years. And basically all they say is, do you want us to have a dealer call you about the Edge? And I'm like, no, I want you to send me pictures and video and updates. And did you see the new color this year? And I'm just like, I'm so sad because they could do so much more with that. And they just, it's just like, almost like they put it on autopilot and forgot that there's more they could do. You know, so I think that evolving the conversation is really an important thing to making it work.
Well, it's a good point with the evolution, because when we get back from the break, we're going to look at, you know, the evolution of text as a way to achieve a marketing goal, now to achieve a commerce goal. So conversational marketing, conversational commerce. And I know that we'll also have some examples of some SMS case studies. And we'll wrap up with some interesting new developments in regulation. So we'll be back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Oh yeah, my day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here are your hosts.
Hello and welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire Media. And my name is Peggy Ann Saltz, your host today from Mobile Groove, and my other hosts.
I'm Kim Dushinsky with Mobile Marketing Profits.
And Shahab Zaghari with Assurance Advertising.
So in the first section, we were just talking about some of the key takeaways from my recent white paper over at Mobile Groove on behalf of Gemalto, which looks at some mobile megatrends, looks at the lead role of mobile in engagement marketing, overall in marketing, and some of the rules that companies need to follow when they're looking to, you know, reach people, reach customers in a way that is relevant and valuable to them. And so we looked at some of those top three in the rules of engagement. There's actually much, much more in the white paper, and I'll have that link over on our site at Mobile Presence later on. But, you know, Kim, you were talking about the evolution of what text marketing and text messaging has become. And it's interesting also, and I'm wondering if you're also seeing this with your clients or you, Shahab, with your clients at your agency, but, you know, ultimately we're thinking more about a conversation than one-offs than ever before. So it's people, you know, companies don't invest in campaigns. They're looking for, you know, a way to cement a relationship, with consent being what holds that, what starts that relationship and keeps it going. So it builds trust and ultimately profits. How are you seeing that?
Well, whenever conversations turn, especially to social media, a lot of our clients, you know, the main thing they're thinking about is return on investment and what is the best way to advertise on social media. And even though we're an advertising agency, we tell them, look, when it comes to mobile and when it comes to social media, what's important is knowing who your target consumer is and, you know, engaging them. That will then lead to more opt-ins. That will lead to an expanded group of people who will take your credibility for face value.
So what are the numbers? I mean, is there anything you can share there? Because if we take as a given, if we say, okay, permission-based, opt-in, whatever you want to call it, this approach to mobile marketing ensures the brand message is delivered to an audience of opted-in consumers who generally want to hear it, and then that allows reach, interactivity, then we also say it would have to also yield higher response rates or high response rates. Are there any expectations around permission marketing from your clients or any numbers you could share that show that we are actually seeing high response rates? Maybe you have some case studies that you wanted to share?
Yeah, I have a few case studies. I'll get to those in a little bit, but let me do one from our own personal clients. So we had a client in Los Angeles. They're a film studio, and they do feature-length films, short films, music videos, things like that. I think most recently they did a Common music video, things like that. And their issue was, they had very low engagement. They had a Facebook page, no Twitter, and a Flash-based website. And so they came to us and said, no one's looking for us. And so we did a little bit of research and said, okay, number one, the reason no one's looking for your company online is because generally if I'm looking for the Common music video, I'm either searching for that song title or I'm searching the artist name. 9 times out of 10, I'm not going to be sitting there going, okay, I'm going to look up the film's, you know, production studio. It just doesn't happen. That's not what that target consumer does. So we had to look at it completely differently. You know, you are not the artist. You're the behind the scenes of the artist. And not only that, you might be one of many different production studios working on several different projects for these people. So we had to approach it and say, first of all, Flash-based website, out of here. we need to get, you know, some text in there, get some keywords that Google and Bing spiders can latch onto by coming up with educational posts that the target consumer would be interested in. We actually boosted their web traffic by 200%. Wow. And every single one of those, you know, Twitter followers and Facebook fans, those essentially are opt-ins in their own right, because that person is now allowing your brand to show up in their newsfeed. And so while at first it was very difficult to, you know, show a return on investment, they're spending all this money on SEO and ghostwriting and social media, you know, now they have, you know, huge amounts of fans on Facebook and Twitter that constantly engage with them. That was almost the point. You know, spread your credibility, make it so that now you are the person that they're looking for, as opposed to the artist who you're working with.
Mm. Interesting. Really interesting. I love that you let the content and the educational aspect really lead all that. Really interesting.
So we're actually seeing, again, you know, the importance and the power of bringing value to what you deliver, because you've integrated the information that your customers, your fans, your brand advocates are freely sharing with you. And when we get back from the break, we'll look at some interesting new legislation, a new ruling from the FCC that might change all the rules in engagement marketing. So we'll be back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS, text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I signed us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple.
All you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance, or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking,
you should be using Authority Labs.
Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords,
what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here are your hosts.
And we're back. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by Skyware Media. My name is Peggy Ann Saltz. I'm your host from Mobile Groove.
I'm Kim Dushinsky from Mobile Marketing Profits.
And Shahab Zaghari from Assurance Advertising.
So we've been talking about, you know, the power of text messaging, the power of mobile messaging, and above all, the importance of opt-in. And now we have an updated ruling by the FCC, which goes into effect on October 16th this year, and it's not received a lot of attention from mobile marketers, but it's going to have a huge impact on this space. And why don't you go into it, Shahab, since you were watching this development for the last week and have some news and maybe some ideas for us about what this ruling says about text messaging and opt-in.
Yeah, definitely. So the ruling by the FCC will go into effect October 16th, 2013. Obviously, it's FCC, so it will blanket and cover every single mobile marketer in the United States. And it, essentially, what it says is that you must have prior written consent from the recipient before sending out text messages, whether they are, you know, again, conversations, coupons, invitations, special alerts. It really doesn't matter what the content is. If it's text message marketing, SMS marketing, you must have prior written consent. Now, prior written consent can be that double opt-in, right? So text pizza to 5644, and then it comes back and says, you know, are you sure? Did someone try to do this? Okay, yes, done. That is written consent. So it's really that easy. You know, and for people who say, well, you know, does SMS marketing work? Should I even consider doing this kind of opt-in and worry about all this kind of stuff? Well, you know what? SMS marketing works. There's a case study from Maurice's, which is a clothing company in based out of Minnesota. They have about 700 stores throughout the U.S., and their main demographic is females between the ages of 16 and 35. Now, they did a an SMS program, and within the first 4 months, they received over 20,000 opt-ins to their club. I think they were offering a 20% off any one item coupon. And on average, whenever someone utilized that coupon, they were spending about $70, if not more, in that transaction. So over the course of that 4 months, that SMS club was directly responsible for more than $1 million in sales.
Wow. Which
is huge. And so obviously, even though the FCC ruling hadn't gone into effect, their specific club required an opt-in. So their existing program is fine. It, you know, you if you have that kind of setup, you're fine. This is mainly a wake-up call to all of these people who just spam phone numbers. You know, I never opted in for this. How did I get here? So I think it's a good thing.
I think it's a great thing. I love that there's regulation around this because, honestly, this is the thing that everyone has been fearing, you know, from mobile since the beginning of time. Oh, my gosh, what if I just start getting messages from people? So I think it's a great thing that it's required, and it's what I've been teaching since day one. And I think it's, you know, if people are doing the proper opt-in, they don't have anything to worry about. And like you say, the payoff can be huge. So it's definitely well worth it.
And even Peggy's first golden rule, ask permission first. It's, you know, that's how you get that trust from that individual.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I'd like to bring in something that's quite interesting from the white paper, not to push it, but one of our mutual friends and colleagues, he says it, I think, even better than most, where he's I've used an interview with him in the white paper, and I just love this line, so I'll read it to you. There cannot be engagement marketing without opt-in. Learn this, internalize this, or be condemned to the scrap heap of advertising fails and take your place in history as an obsolete dinosaur. I don't think it gets any stronger than that.
And now, was that Tommy who said that?
Oh, yes, that was Tommy Ahonen.
Yeah, at one point, I was in a conversation with a local Las Vegas marketer, and we kind of got into a Twitter almost battle where he was saying, hey, if I meet you somewhere, networking event, and you give me your business card, that is your opt-in to my email newsletter. And I was saying, no way, buddy. I don't want to, you know, if I didn't physically opt in, I don't want your messages. You know, that will ensure a high number of unsubscribes or unfollows, or, you know, if it's SMS marketing, a stop, you know.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree.
And it's also, you know, really the only way to get to the point, and there are many others in my white paper point out that it's not just a courtesy. I mean, it's an absolute imperative. So the Mobile Marketing Association makes that point. Paul Burney, who is the CMO of the Mobile Marketing Association here in EMEA, here in Europe, makes the point that it's an imperative. And it's really only also the only way that marketers can really market and remarket their offers, because you're connecting with consumers who have already said they're interested in your products or services in the first place. So, you know, it may be that the principles of permission-based mobile marketing become the way that basically all companies have to deal with us. And that's pretty interesting, because you think about marketing at one level, but then you say, well, you know, everyone is active in mobile. So is it going to be the way that banks, utility companies, mobile operators deal with us? I mean, that's a big topic we haven't touched upon, is, you know, mobile operators have all our information. How are they actually marketing to us? I don't know how it is for you two in the United States, but here in Europe, I think it has a way to go. They don't really engage. How is it there? I'm just curious.
You mean the carriers?
Yeah, the carriers, the mobile operators.
I don't get much from Sprint. Occasionally, maybe once a month, I get a message from them.
Yeah, so, it's pretty far and few between.
So really, it looks like it's an untapped opportunity there, as it is here, because, you know, we need truly personalized data plans. I see that as being one of the major points in the news I'm seeing from the States. You know, they're, you know, being ahead of Europe in some of this thinking in many ways. Being that I'm based in Germany, you know, there's an opportunity there to use this a lot more, to connect customers, communicate offers. Again, these are all the points coming out of my white paper, but also probably going to be impacted by this legislation.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
So basically, at the wrap-up point of this is, everybody better be getting permission, paying attention to this, following the MMA guidelines, because by October, it's the law.
Mm-hmm.
It is the law.
It is the law. And
yay! And we need like a sound effect of like sheriff music or something. Whatever that is, but you know what I mean.
And of course, you know, put it all together, read between the lines, and there's a clear and untapped opportunity we've been talking about for companies to leverage messaging, text messaging, to do more than do really good marketing, but also encouraging lasting customer loyalty and ultimately enhance the customer experience. So what I think we can wrap up with that is, again, you know, whether you seek to promote products or services or just want to check in with your customers for their feedback, maybe do a poll of them or do some sort of social media outreach, what have you, you need to be transparent in your communications, and that means asking your users to opt into receiving your messages in the first place.
And then keeping those messages in line with whatever it is that they're interested in hearing about.
Absolutely. So that brings us to a wonderful full circle. And speaking of messages we want to hear about, of course, we always want to hear about what our listeners have to say. And I'd like to take this opportunity to remind each and every one of you out there to check out our Facebook page. And that's facebook.com/mobilepresence. You can answer the poll there. If you like what you're hearing, and I know a lot of people who are liking us in Facebook do, you can also download Mobile Presence at iTunes, Stitcher, listen to it rather at iTunes and Stitcher, and our mobile app can be downloaded from the iTunes App Store or Google Play. So I just want to thank all of you for joining us for Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire Media. And we'll opt in now to be contacted by our listeners. You can freely contact me, your host, Peggy Ann Saltz, at Mobile Groove. The Twitter is at Peggy Ann, PEGGYANNE.
And you can reach me at Kim Dushinsky, KIMDUSHINSKI, or on Facebook at Mobile Marketing Profits.
And I'm Shahab Zaghari. You can reach us on Twitter at Assurance Agency. or check out our portfolio and contact us at www.assuranceadvertising.com.
Well, thanks again for listening. And if you have any topics or any news that you want us to discuss on Mobile Presence, then you know where to get a hold of us. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.